Zok de elga mishna vayta masech des kailim perichov dalet mishna tes shalash mashpelois. There are three types of special types of baskets or boxes that were primarily used to carry the manure, the zevel of the behemah, out to the fields. You may remember this word from Masechtas Shvias. Shalosh Mashpelos and Shel Zevel, the one that was taken made for zevel to carry out the manure, Tmeya Midras. Now, it opened from the side, it was side opening, and when they would scatter the zevel out on the field, it would actually sit on it. So you sat on the top, you opened the door on the side, and you scattered the zevel. But because it was common to sit on it, therefore it's Tmeya Tumas Midras. Shel Teven, the one that's made to carry straw, Tmeya Tmei Mace. And of course, meis means also if a dead sheris touches it, nevela, but it's not metumah midras because it's not made to sit on. Whereas v'hapuchlat shel gemala, puchlat shel gemalim is a rope kind of a basket, and it was made to carry or help with the merchandise on camels. It has big holes in it, much more than the straw one. Can't even put straw into it. Can't sit on it because the ropes that it's made with is like hard. You can't sit on it. So as a result, tar meklum. It's not a klei kibble, and it's not royal yeshiva. So if I ask you if mashpelois could become tameh, you'll tell me depends. The one that's used to carry zevel that opens on the side and you sit on it, even tumas midras, and of course the other tumas. The one that's used to carry straw, you don't sit on it, but it's tameh tmei meis, it has a klei kibble. The puchlat shel gemalim, this net-like basket, made out of ropes, the holes are too big to say that it's something that's a clay kibble, and the ropes make it uncomfortable to sit on, so as a result, tahar miklum.